When referring to basic human rights, things like access to medicine, food, water, and safety come to mind. University of Tampa professor David Krall said access to medical marijuana should also be added to that list.
So what we want to do is take a look at the issue of medical access to medical cannabis in terms of it being a public health issue instead of a crime control one. We want to take a look at the medical cannabis access issue as a human rights issue instead of one that's fundamentally based on institutional-wide suppression. So remember, the fundamental medical dictum here is the idea of do no harm. And as a result, what we find is that the whole issue of medical cannabis could be neatly and quietly resolved through the stroke of a pen by the President of the United States by issuing a simple executive order.
The United Nations Declaration of Human Rights was ratified by the General Assembly in 1976. It's been an international blueprint of what constitutes both human rights and their violations. Keynote speaker and former ambassador to Bosnia-Herzegovina, Douglas McElhaney, said non-Westerners can interpret human rights differently than the American and European framers.
But the international system in which we operate is essentially Western. African countries, Latin America, Asia had very little input until a few years ago as to what this international system is all about. Human rights, as we see them in this country, are not, they are learned behavior. They are not congenital. You're not born with the idea of human rights.
During an interview after a speech, former Ambassador McElhaney said Secretary of State John Kerry did all he could possibly do to initiate meaningful Israel-Palestine peace talks. McElhaney said he is cautiously optimistic for future peace in the region.
That negotiation, for example, is something we cannot give up. It is something we have to continue. And if you figure that it's been not a warm peace but a cold peace between the signers of Camp David, that's a good thing, and we want to maintain that. There's a glass half full here. Yes, there's been violence in Gaza and between Israel and Palestine, but it hasn't developed into a full-fledged war. So those are all good things, and they're things that we want to maintain and to continue.
Differences in how to safeguard human rights is often at the center of conflict between non-Western countries and the West. Spencer Sagala, professor at the University of Tampa, told the 50 audience members the human right to access to a better life complicates U.S. immigration reform.
Respecting a human right to migrate is a way to service this human right to food that doesn't violate property rights. Does not mean that you have to infringe upon the rights of anybody in order to service the right to food of the hungry people. And I would argue also that migration, since Paleolithic times, this has always been the fundamental human activity. In search of food, people migrate. If Jefferson says in the Declaration of Independence that people have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the right to migrate in search of that happiness is as fundamental to the right to life as, say, breathing is.
In Tallahassee, immigration rights activists are trying to secure in-state tuition for undocumented Florida students and driver's licenses for everyone, regardless of immigration status. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.